This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Watch old war movies and you tend to see heroes coming from small-town America, but today in the real world, many who enlist are seeking a way out of the inner city. They're now returning home, facing not just the challenges of urban life and a sluggish economy, but also the unique difficulties faced by veterans. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on a New York program to help returning vets thrive in the city.
Jamel Green wanted a better life than the troubled Brooklyn neighborhood of his childhood could offer.
Where I grew up was pretty rough.
He joined the Navy after 9/11. When he got back 5 years later, he started college with the goal of becoming an addiction counselor. But a mix-up with expected GI Bill educational funding triggered a vicious cycle.
I had to leave school. They left me with a bill of over $6,000. My car got repossessed. Everything just started crumbling. I went into a depression.
He looked for help, but like many veterans, got stuck in maddening bureaucratic runaround while debts piled up. Then he connected with a new program for vets like him.
And I only have 60% benefit. I'm only going to get 60%.
At Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, caseworkers meet to discuss problems New York vets face. Wall clocks in their office show the time in Baghdad and Kabul. Allison Chansky is part of the team guiding veterans through a large and confusing web.
A veteran shouldn't have to come back from serving and then have to educate him or herself on the 40,000 organizations in the country in order to get service. They should be able to come one place.
The program is among several now backed by the Robin Hood Foundation, a leading nonprofit with strong Wall Street ties. It's been fighting poverty in New York for a quarter century, but its $13 million effort targeting veterans is something new. Managing Director Eric Weingartner says the foundation saw the need as two wars brought waves of vets to the city.
We had seen an uptick in the number of veterans relying on services that were core to Robin Hood.
Its support for IAVA helped Jamel Green find a second part-time job, mental health counseling and assistance to get his educational funding back on track.
Wow, it was a 100-pound weight off of you. Yeah. It was a big relief.
That isn't all the weight he's carrying, so IAVA is still working with him and others. The goal is to ensure those who survived abroad make it through the urban battlefield back home. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.